The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three. We've made it two-thirds of the way. John has not left yet. Early on, it looked like maybe he was just going to walk out.
What an easy job you have.
What do you mean? Why is mine any easier than yours?
I do 4 hours. I get up at 5:20 every morning.
Right.
And you just drink all day and then come in, apparently.
No, that's not true.
I try to find some sports stories to talk about.
I found a sports story to talk about.
No. I want to know this. Okay, we got people that want to talk about prison.
Well, I'll
so
take,
we should do that.
Okay, I'll take that call.
There's a couple.
Yeah, let's talk to
Angel.
Is it Angel? Angel.
Angel.
Yeah.
¿Qué pasó, mi hijo?
Hey, I'm just done because I think Ronaldo said that you went to jail, you really good at talking. So he's trying to say that you're good with your lips. That's not a good thing to have in jail. I'm calling to defend John.
I didn't understand that. What?
He's saying, because I said you're really good at talking, and he's saying you're really good with your lips, and that's not a good thing in prison.
Yeah, no.
So I shouldn't have said that out loud. I
would
show up and I would tell everyone, they'd say, what are you in for? And I would say, well, what happened was the girl that I was dating gave me AIDS, and so I murdered her, and now I'm here with AIDS. And then I feel like nobody would want to have sex with me.
Yeah, that's good.
Right?
No, that's good. I'm going to use that now.
You're welcome.
Yeah. No.
Let's talk to Nick.
I'm not going to prison, hopefully.
You could. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good. Sports.
All right. Well, I work at a federal prison, and you guys are off a little bit. If you're a white guy, you don't automatically have to get tatted up and join it. You have to be a white guy, not in a gang. They're called independent.
Yeah, but
you be a regular old white boy.
Don't those guys get raped all the time and stuff?
Not like the movies. No, that you got to realize prison is full of masculinity. The worst thing you can do is be labeled a homosexual.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to be in a gang, but I also don't want to get raped. So if I can do that,
how do I do that?
If I can be an independent white, are independents all
band together?
Yeah. Are there independent blacks who don't hate all white people, and then we can hang out?
Probably none of that.
Hmm.
Where'd he go?
I
want to know more about this, because if I go in there, I like the cut of your jib. You said, listen, she gave me AIDS. I have AIDS, and full-blown AIDS, and I killed her.
Yeah, I was so mad that she gave me AIDS.
I would think, do you have to walk up to the biggest guy in the prison and punch him in the face?
No.
See, but that's something that nobody messes with you if you do that.
I think people do that in the movies.
Yeah, because then you get your ass kicked.
Yeah, but I think in prison, it's if someone tries to fight you, I think you have to fight them. And you have to fight back and not just take a beating.
See, I don't want to go to prison.
I don't either.
I just don't want to today.
I don't either. I'm with you.
No, I probably have to.
Well, it could happen.
Okay, what's the sports story?
Oh, yeah, I do have that sports story. I'm going to ask you a question, and I already know the answer you're going to give me.
No, you probably don't. You don't know me.
Who's going to win the World Series this year?
Astros.
Okay, I knew that was going to be the answer you gave. Okay. Who would you say is their biggest competition? What teams worry you out there?
Well,
the Red Sox have the best record.
Actually, I'm not that scared of the Red Sox, if you want to know the truth.
Okay. What about the Yankees?
The Yankees.
That's the scariest team?
Well, because we're 2-5 against them.
What about the Dodgers?
They're our bitches.
Okay. The Dodgers are now expected to trade for Manny Machado.
And?
Supposed to be happening tomorrow.
And?
I
saw him in Baltimore. How good are they?
Well, in Baltimore, he was the only good player on the team.
Yeah.
In L.A., he would be one of a collection of good players.
And? I ain't scared.
Okay.
You know what? It's a National League. You know what? The top five teams in the American League could beat any National League team.
You think that's true?
Yes. I'll tell you this. The A's are underrated. The A's will pass the Mariners.
Okay.
And I ain't scared of any National League team, if you want to know the truth.
Okay.
Get through the American League and you've done something.
Okay. So you don't worry about the Dodgers at all?
No.
I mean, they took him to a Game 7 last year without Manny Machado.
You see the Dodgers start? They could finish like that.
I don't think so.
The Dodgers blew early on.
They did. But they've turned it around. They're in first place now.
That's what they do every year. When was the last time the Dodgers won?
Was it 1987? Yeah. Kirk Gibson.
You scared of him?
Kirk Gibson was scary because he had he was balding. But the rest of his hair was really long, and it would stick up, and it looked like a blooming flower.
We're talking about 1987.
Yeah.
What? No.
Oh, wait, what are you talking about?
It was 89.
No, 89 was the Giants over the A's.
Oh, yeah. No. It was the A's over the Giants.
A's over Giants, yeah.
A's over the Giants. 88 was the Dodgers because they won the year before against the A's.
Okay. And then 90 was the Reds over the A's.
Right.
I know that one because my dad
87 was the Twins, 91 was the Twins.
Yeah. My dad lost a lot of money on the Reds A's series.
And yeah.
He was not.
Who thought that would happen?
He was not pleased about that.
No, Barry Larkin. But I ain't scared of anybody over there.
Yeah, 1988 LA Dodgers.
Yeah. That was the Gibson homer. I ain't scared of any of them bitches.
Okay. You didn't? Okay. Well, I guess then that's the. There's
if
no,
they get
no
Machado,
fear.
All right. All right. Okay. I don't care what they do.
Would it have bothered you if the Yankees got Machado?
That would be scary. That would be. No, there's.
I'm with you. The Yankees scare me more than the Red Sox do. And the Red Sox currently have a 4.5 game lead on the Yankees.
I don't think that matters.
The Yankees aren't the team I want to see come playoff time.
The Yankees, if they add a big starter like the Astros did last year, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
Severino's real now.
He's good.
He's good.
But beyond him, they've got some question marks. But if they can get, and I don't know if they're going to get that figured out or not, but
Their bullpen's fantastic.
Yeah. And that's going to be a tough team to deal with.
Why did you know I would say the Astros?
I know you a little bit. I know you a little bit.
Why? Because the defending champs that are 29 games over 500.
Yep.
Okay. That's crazy to think.
I didn't say it was crazy.
Yeah.
I just knew what you were going to say.
And they don't even have Correa. Springer's Gonzalez is not playing. I mean,
are you saying Springer's not playing well? He's an All-Star. Are you saying he shouldn't
honestly,
be an All-Star?
He's not. I'm saying he shouldn't be an All-Star. Yes. Okay. Oh, I'm saying
you.
That.
Look at you. I agree with you.
Yeah. No, honestly, I mean, as big a homer as I am, that's ridiculous.
You're gonna have a problem with him letting Springer walk and get big money somewhere else?
Nope,
because he seems eminently replaceable to me.
No, I think it's important though that Kyle Tucker play well.
Yeah,
I think it's a big deal.
You've been impressed with him so far?
Well, no, but Springer took how long? Bregman took how long?
I mean, Bregman went like 0 for 1 million when he started.
Yeah. So I'm not worried about Tucker starting slow because that's what happens in the big leagues. It's a big adjustment. But I think it's important that Tucker does come through. I think it's important for the organization because then you can let Springer walk. Because you still got another 2 years after this of Reddick.
Here's the other thing. Fred and I have talked about this a little bit. Did you think that by now Carlos Correa would be better than he is?
Yes, but I think our expectations were too high for him.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I remember sitting on our show and saying that I think that Carlos Correa could be Nomar Garcia Parra.
Yeah.
And people were like, how dare you? Like Nomar Garcia Parra is some kind of bum. And I was like, dude, that's, I'm, I feel like that was a nice comparison. Like if he ends up being Nomar
Garciaparra,
that's what people were saying. They're like, he's going to be Alex Rodriguez. And I'm like, guys like that just don't come around. And plus, Alex Rodriguez juiced out of his head. Like,
yeah,
it's hard to be Alex Rodriguez.
But I think that when you look at him, I thought when they drafted him, I thought A-Rod. First thing I thought of.
Yeah, but that's too much on somebody.
It is too much. And I think we put too much on him.
Oh, Kyle Tucker's going to be Barry Bonds.
Unfortunately.
It's just like, it's not realistic.
Unfortunately, this is starting to become a real problem, though. Breaking his leg in minors. Thumb ligaments, oblique and back now. This is starting to get scary that he is he's an injury prone guy.
He's a broken man, you're saying?
No, he's an injury. He's not broke.
Okay.
He is an injury prone guy, and that's really scary, especially when you're going to give him $100 million contract.
$100 million?
$150 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be more than that when the time comes.
Well, we'll see, but he better stay healthy because you know what? He's turning into Chris Paul. Can't count on him being there.
That's fair.
You got to be – listen, if there's one thing Carlos Correa's got to do, obviously he's got to hit more, but I think he will do that if he stays on the field. But he's got to stay on the field.
What about Deshaun Watson? Do you worry about him?
No.
You think he's going to be healthy and fine forever, huh?
I think you know my undying love for Deshaun Watson.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
Oh, I didn't know you were right.
I think he's the greatest player in the NFL.
You and Fred have that in common.
Yeah.
There's no concerns about...
None.
Okay.
Because he had a...
I mean, he's played 6 games, so like it's pretty obvious that he's a Hall of Famer.
Did he? I don't know if you saw him in college because he played in college too. And he was the best player in
You know who else was really good in college? Was Ron Paulus. You remember him?
Did Ron Paulus beat Alabama?
I don't know.
No?
No. I don't think Alabama was really great when
Ron
Paulus was
in a national championship?
There. No.
No, Ron Paulus didn't do that.
No, you're right.
And dominated 2 years in a row, only he didn't win the first year, but he won the second year.
Okay.
I mean, I why people dismiss that? It's not just 6 games. He is... like one of the greatest quarterbacks in, because when you look at that
is
Alabama
he like Vince
team,
Young?
He is not as accomplished as Vince Young in college, because Vince was the greatest Rose Bowl quarterback ever, and won a national championship. Deshaun, I think it's close, but I think Deshaun has a skill set and an attitude and a work ethic that Vince didn't have.
Okay.
There's a big difference there.
I think Deshaun's great. I really do. I do worry about his body, though. Like, to me,
two knee injuries. Here's the deal. He fixed the first knee. That's not the one. If that was the same knee, I'd be much more worried. But that it was a knee and another knee.
But now he's got two knees.
The first one's fine, though. And sometimes you're better with the reconstruction.
I think now, because the next time he injures a knee, it's a knee that's been previously
right,
injured.
Right, but he hasn't.
He hasn't yet.
It's not recurring.
But he's only played 6 games in the NFL.
Right.
And he'll be playing behind a horrific offensive line again this year.
That's a problem.
So
that's a problem.
And I know,
but
it was,
that's a problem for any quarterback. And yet Kendall Lamb was his left tackle. Dude. And he scored 33 points a game with Kendall Lamb as his left tackle. That's unprecedented in NFL history.
I mean, that's true. That's got to be difficult to do.
No one's ever done that.
No
one as bad as Kendall Lamb at left tackle ever scored 33 points a game.
Who will have a better NFL career after winning their national championship?
Deshaun.
Okay.
I don't even know who else you were going to...
I was going to ask about Matt Flynn.
Oh, come
on. He was the champion.
I thought you were going to ask Tom Brady.
No, Tom Brady never won a national championship in college.
No, you're right. Okay. Name a national championship quarterback that had a great pro career. That's difficult.
Tim Tebow is probably going to make it on the Mets. That doesn't count?
Deshaun will have the greatest pro career after a national championship.
better than Ken Dorsey? Better than Craig Krenzel?
I mean, look at the national championship quarterbacks.
That's true.
A.J. McCarron?
Yeah. Not great. There's not a big line of guys who have done well since winning. I mean, I guess Jameis Winston. Oh, Cam Newton. Will he be better than Cam Newton?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not even close.
I'm not a big believer in Cam Newton either. I think Cam Newton is mentally weak.
All right, I got to pee.
All right. We'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 95. Oh, what am I supposed to talk about? Bill Advisor. I was just kidding about going to break and taking my headphones off, guys. I got to tell you about Bill Advisor because I want to save you some money. We've been talking about Bill Advisor for a while. If you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, or home and auto insurance, you're overpaying, and you're saying, I'm not overpaying. I got a great deal, and you might have up front. That's an introductory rate. Those things change. Bill Advisor comes in. They work directly with your providers to reduce all your monthly rates. You don't lower your service, or your data, or your speed, or any of that stuff, or your channels. You just lower your bill. They're winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year, many saving thousands. They've been running the $300 challenge, meaning they guarantee they're going to save you at least $300 a month, or you're going to get every penny of your $12.99 back. There's still no setup fee. The service is $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. And Lance Erline saved over $2,000 with Bill Advisor. Start saving right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information and start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey now, 6:24 here on The Big Show. And
this is not The Big Show. This is, you're just
on the medium
sized
show. This medium sized show, it's 6:24.
No, it's not.
What show would you call it?
What is it? The Blitz.
Oh, well, hey, there's other shows that have a secondary name.
Let me do it. And we're back on The Blitz.
Do a Fred. Do a Fred bring back.
And we're back on The Blitz. Fred and AJ.
713-780-3776.
And then he doesn't take calls.
Right.
Right. He just says it and then doesn't
Fred
take
uses
calls.
That as a...
It's a...
It's like a, okay, I've run out of things to say for a minute. I need to regroup.
Yes.
He drops that.
Yes.
And
I do that sometimes too.
Sometimes he'll say, okay, we're not taking any more calls today. 713-780-3776, which I always find a little bit funny. But Fred, he obsesses about two things. He obsesses about the text line. I never read the texts.
I don't know that we have a text line.
You have a text line. The mountains on that are totally white, by the way.
I don't care.
Okay.
There's still mountains.
There's mountains there.
Hey, then I have to question your manhood if you don't love the mountains.
Question away.
Do you love mountains or not?
Some mountains.
That's what I'm talking about.
But didn't Bush Beer used to say head for the mountains?
Climb on, brother.
Didn't they say that? Was that Bush?
Yeah, but it's Bush. Nobody drinks it. Unless it's like $1.49 and then college kids. That's it.
Where's Coors Light in the sales rankings? Because it's always been Bud, well, Miller, Coors is like the three that go head to head.
Yeah. It was Miller Light to start. I think Bud Light has taken over, but Bud Light's taking a hit. Coors Light is.
They're catching up.
Yeah.
They're an underdog. They're like Wendy's, right?
Oh.
Like
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Great. But
care
underrated.
About, they care about Jesus.
Of course Coors Light cares about Jesus.
Right.
And puppies.
Yeah.
Okay. And they do anti-terrorism.
They do a lot of fundraisers.
All the other ones
for my
love
kid.
Terrorism.
You can always do a fundraiser at my kid's school with Coors Light. Like,
yeah.
They'll always say, like, hey, a portion of all Coors Light sales tonight will go to my kid's elementary school.
Right. Nothing says donations to kids'
that
schools
is like Chick-fil-A.
Like Coors Light.
Coors is like Chick-fil-A. Yeah. How does Coors feel about gays?
Coors Light is accepting of any people.
So not really like Chick-fil-A.
Different. In that respect.
Is Coors is number two, by the way.
Is Coors like Chipotle?
No.
Coors is number two now, John?
Yeah. Yes.
Ahead of Miller?
Yes, just ahead of Miller. Miller fell back to number three.
That's good.
What's
fast
food
wise?
Coors Light is a huge underdog.
So like Bud Light now is like McDonald's. That's the number one fast food chain. Nobody, I don't know why, but people
it's
like
Coke
to drink
and Pepsi.
McDonald's. But Burger King was always the number two fast food restaurant, and I don't think it's even close anymore. Like
who is?
I don't. It can't be Burger King, right? When's the last time you ate at Burger King? I can't. It's been years and years for me. Like,
but people do.
Who
are these people?
You don't know anybody who eats at Burger King.
No. I don't know anyone that eats at McDonald's.
Well, I guess I don't either.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to Walmart?
No.
When's the last time you were in a Walmart?
I go, yeah. Because they have, it's like a giant grocery and, you know, and cheap stuff store.
But you go there sometimes?
No.
No.
I'm sure my wife has gone, made me go there and drop her off. I'm more like the grandparents.
I fight hard.
I have to drive my wife to a store, and then she runs in, and I sit in a car.
I would rather pay, like, if there's an item that costs $100 at Walmart, but it costs $120 at Target, I'll pay $120 at Target.
Okay, I want to know something. I want to know what's the difference between Target and Walmart. It's the same thing.
It's not the same. Here's why. If I go into Target, I can pick up what I want, and I can go to the front, to the register area, and almost every register is going to be manned. And if they're not manned, there's going to be a self-checkout. You can go to Walmart. I don't care what time of day it is, and the parking lot can be packed with people. There are literally four registers open. They've got 30 registers. Only four of them are open.
Hmm.
That's the worst. I won't deal with it.
Are you sure about this? Making malicious accusations?
I've been to Walmart. I don't go anymore. I'm out on them now. I don't even use Walmart.com.
I'm pretty sure Target and Walmart are owned by the same people
and
do the same thing.
False. That's like saying Coors Light and Bud Light are owned by the same people. Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. See? Sacrilege. You see how you like it? All right. We've got a half hour left on this show.
What about church?
We're going to break down the All-Star game on the other side of this break. We're going to give our predictions. We're going to...
I've never had church call into a show. Is that church?
Where does Church's Fried Chicken rank in your power rankings?
Low.
Below KFC?
Dude, is there anything better than Popeyes in the world?
I mean, as far as like mass chain, Popeyes is the best. But like Frenchie's is better than Popeyes.
I'm not going to dispute this. However, I will fight you if you say anything disparaging about Popeyes.
Okay, see if you'll agree with me on this. As someone who's lived in Louisiana, I also lived in Louisiana. Popeyes in Louisiana, greater than Popeyes anywhere else. They use different seasoning or something.
I can't say. I'm not going to fight you on this. You may be right.
Okay, let's also play one
because more. Because they're Cajun and they...
One more game before we go to break. How many biscuits can you eat in one sitting without taking a drink?
I'm a bad person to decide this because I love their biscuits with butter on them, so I have to take them home.
No, these are dry.
I can't do it. Can't do any.
You can't do any?
Well, one, but I can't. Are you kidding? You'll die. You'll asphyxiate yourself.
If you had 10 minutes, could you eat 6 biscuits?
No. Why would I do that when I have chicken right there?
No chicken, only biscuits.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Pretend like
no one's ever gone to Popeyes and not got chicken.
You've never heard the, oh, I'm sorry, sweetie, we're out of chicken, but I can give you extra biscuits.
You're out of chicken?
Yes.
Why do you live?
I will give you some free biscuits, Mr. Granato.
I'm pretty sure someone will open fire if you say, that's all we have is biscuits, no chicken.
They also have mashed potatoes and gravy, but that's not part of the challenge. That's not part of the biscuit challenge.
I'm not playing this game with you.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Guys, Man Centers is now known as the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers. The same practice as always, the same great doctors there. Nothing's changed except for the name. And they want to tell you about testosterone and how you might have low testosterone and you might think the answer is going to get synthetic injections. It's not. I'm telling you now. It can damage your fertility. It can cause dependency, long-term health issues, shrinkage. I don't know about you. I can't afford shrinkage. So what Man Centers does is they focus on your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone, and they do it better than anyone. They've got three locations, Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area here in Houston. They're off 249 in Tomball and now open in Webster. They've got the free general male wellness checkup, which is $150 value. Go in, check your levels, see how your body's doing, and you'll go from there. It's free. Give them a call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. Okay. My mic is still on. I can just close out the show, John said. John, radio legend, I thank you. That's it. The show's over.
What a crappy last segment.
Do you want to say anything outlandish? Something
I want you
to want me
and Joel to make out as you two cross paths tomorrow. I mean, in a metaphorical way.
Oh, not physically.
No, I want you to. I want an olive branch.
I tried to give an olive branch today. You know it. You saw it.
No, you didn't. You just tried to dap it. That's not an olive branch.
All right, Barry Laminack in for Fred tomorrow. You guys stay sportsy.